can't believe how quickly it gets dark outside. Without a doubt, winter has settled into upstate New York, where I live. This is Pastor Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day. Let's think about darkness for a few moments together today. The prophet Isaiah serves the Lord during some of Israel's dark times. God allows him to see that the darkness will not always prevail. This should remind us that Christmas is for dark times. The first Christmas was a burst of light in the very midst of night. Let me offer you three truths in a season of darkness, three short meditations. First of all, Zechariah doubts. According to Luke 1, the priest Zechariah headed into the temple to perform his duties, but this would be no ordinary day for him. God sends an angel with a message for this faithful man. After 400 silent years, God's program is getting underway. He and his barren wife, Elizabeth, would have a son who would be the herald or the announcer of the Messiah. God has been silent for so long, Zechariah doubts the message. But in the fullness of time, God's agenda is activated, a plan that would push back the darkness. Does he have a plan to light up the night? He sure does, and his followers are a part of that plan. Secondly, consider another truth, Herod's hatred. Matthew 2 details King Herod's deception and violence. Herod is a horrid man. He's a foul fiend. He kills his own family, sometimes disguises himself to rat out people who are disloyal to him. Even when he was about to die, he had 70 key people arrested, and they were to be killed when he died so the people would be crying when he died. It's that kind of selfishness. King Herod will do anything to stay in charge, even kill babies. This guy is way beyond any naughty list. Herod's hatred and violence and self-worship reminds us of why Christ Jesus must come. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who alone is capable of deposing us from our thrones. There can be only one king in our lives. Thirdly and finally, shepherds watch. Luke 2 says that while shepherds watch their flocks by night, God invades the status quo. He shows up when we least expected. The shepherds were looked down upon in Jewish culture. They had a bad reputation. And yet, think about it. God makes sure that they hear the message first. The lowly birth of Jesus is meant to be good news for all people. God shows up to reveal the unexpected. These men will become witnesses to the wonder of humility. Reminding us of 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Light comes from the darkness. It puts darkness in retreat. Darkness is no match for light. 1,000 times in history, a baby has become a king, but only once in history has a king become a baby. Years ago, my nephew Seth got lost in the woods of northern Maine. The area behind his house was swampy and it was getting dark. Search crews were put together. My brother Tim found a boot near a bog and the search became frantic. Mercifully, Seth was found and has gone on to serve the Lord. I share that with you because Christmas is God looking for us as the darkness deepens and time runs out. The light of the world presses back the darkness and the weary world rejoices. This has been Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westlow, New York, your pastor of the day, wishing you joy in your journey.